This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And our telephone number is 321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. If you have questions for our retirement planning professionals from Klaus Financial, they'd love to answer them for you. Again, our number is 321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. Joining us in studio this week, Malia Cuevas and CJ Klaus. I almost blended your names together. How you guys doing this week?
Great. How are you, Sean?
Doing real well. Let's talk real quick. The website, of course, klausfinancial.com, klausfinancial.com. You can scroll down and sign up for the weekly market pulse update. Get the newsletter there. Comes once a week. Another thing, too, you want to pay attention in today's program is with every program. We do our Klaus Quiz Question of the Week. That coming up a little bit later on in the hour, your chance to win a fantastic prize. This week, a $25 gift card for Bed Bath & Beyond. A great prize there. Just listen closely. You may get a clue on today's program. And we're going to be talking today about the best time to begin Social Security and when is that the best time. And let's just talk about a little bit about, you know, what are some of the things you should be considering if you're approaching retirement?
Well, I think a common theme you're going to probably hear today, Sean, is, well, that depends. That depends on your overall financial situation. So a couple questions we always start with our clients and kind of prime them for is, what kind of debt are you going to be still be in when you enter retirement? So we spend a lot of time making sure that the mortgage is pretty close to being paid off, if not paid off a few years in advance. And that's an important factor because people know that, you know, in their later years, they're usually at their highest income earning years, and they're looking still for some tax write-offs. So some people will argue the fact, and we've discussed this on the show before, you know, should I have some mortgage interest to be able to still write that off? Do I really need to be, quote, out of debt? And my partner here will be the first to tell you, please be out of debt, because we want you to have the most options in retirement. So again, when to take that Social Security benefit, you know, some people would argue if I take it sooner, then I could maybe apply some of that actually towards my existing debt. I mean, there's so many different solutions that sometimes taking it early could provide. What are your income needs going to be in retirement? Do you have a spouse that will also be collecting Social Security? So we sit there and we go, you know, does it make sense to wait? We're going to talk about that again in a few minutes, to wait till you're perhaps 70 to collect that, because the longer you wait, the more you can actually bring home. But sometimes we sit there and we go, we can't see any reason why you wouldn't start collecting today, and that could be at 62, 64. It depends on your situation. If you're not planning on working any longer, not even a part-time job, we discuss the fact that some people are under the misconception that if you and your partner both are collecting Social Security, that when one person dies, you will actually collect both benefits, and that's not the case. So a lot of people would argue, start collecting it, depending on your situation, as soon as you can. So we really go through a lot of different scenarios with that. Do you plan to work again? As I said, if you are a high income earner, I tell you, it's really tough if you're, you know, even 66 and you're making, say, $100,000 a year earning, and you're collecting Social Security, you know, to say, I'm just going to wait till 70 to start collecting Social Security. It's nice to, you know, they call it double dipping, kind of. That's what it feels like. It's like an extra paycheck. So, again, it depends, and you really need to sit down with someone to depend on your situation, what might be the right number.
And it does highlight the importance of working with a financial planner, putting this stuff in play and having a plan ahead of time. Of course, Klaus Financial brings you Money in Motion right here on 1310 WIBA. If you'd like to sit down and have a conversation with them, they'd love to talk with you. Give them a call at the office for Klaus Financial. Their number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. If you have a question right now for Malia and CJ, they would love to answer it for you. Our number is 321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. Of course, all your retirement questions in answers to all your retirement questions in one place. You know what's going to happen, by the way? My last day on this job,
you're
going to
get
when
it.
When I'm going into retirement, I'm going to say
it's going to sound
all
great.
Answers to all your
well, you're oh, a retiring team.
Even when you're reading it, you can't get it right.
Reading it verbatim, I'm not going to. We mentioned Social Security, and let's talk a little bit about Social Security and the average retirement benefit here in the United States.
So Malia just mentioned that, you know, it's a very personal decision on when you draw. But for those people who are listening out there, let's add some meat to that bone additionally around some things that we know about Social Security. So one would be the income limitation between 62, which, by the way, for those who don't know, is the earliest you can draw, and your full retirement age. Now, we always say your full retirement age. People go, well, what is that? It's somewhere between 66 and 67, depending upon when you were born. If you want to know what it is for you personally, you just need to go to ssa.gov and look at it, okay? But let's assume for conversation's sake that that is 67. So that means between 62 and your full retirement age of 67, you are limited on how much you can earn without impacting or thereby reducing your Social Security benefit, which that amount is, by the way, for the year 2016, $15,720. Again, $15,720. So listen, if you're gonna work in any significant way and earn more than $15,720 a year between 62 and your full retirement age, my comment would be probably don't plan on drawing, mm-hmm. right? Because they're just gonna take it back from you. So that's one kind of meat on the bone decision that can really help people decide whether or not they should put. Here's number two. For every year that you wait between 62 and 70, there's what's called a delayed retirement credit, or DRC. That DRC ranges anywhere between 7 and 8% per year, depending upon your age. But bottom line is that is a, you know, guaranteed growth rate for every year that you wait. And some people will say, hey, where can I get a guaranteed 7 to 8% per year of growth? And my comment would be, nowhere. and then finally, and I know we're running out of time in this segment, but finally, there's one other common mistake that people make. They say, well, because of that 7 to 8% DRC, I'm just going to wait till 70. It's a no-brainer. Right? And I go, well, wait a minute. What is the residual benefit to your children when you and your spouse die? And the response is nothing. So because of that, you've got to be careful. The notion of waiting sounds great because you get the 7 to 8% guaranteed growth rate. But what happens when you die? Well, there is no residual benefit. So if you don't use that money to enjoy it and get the benefit from it, it's not going to go to anybody else. Whereas with investments, there is a residue at the end. So just be aware of that.
He's CJ Kloss. She is Malia Cuevas. They come to us from Kloss Financial. Of course, they bring you Money in Motion right here on 1310 WIBA. If you have a question for CJ and Malia, they'd love to answer it for you right now. Our number's 321-1310, toll free 877-235-1310. We'll continue our conversation with CJ and Malia and you as well. We'll talk a little bit more about Social Security, some information if you've already retired, something you need to be aware of. We'll do all of that next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And our telephone number is 321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas joining us from Kloss Financial for Money in Motion. Don't forget about the website, klossfinancial.com. Telephone number at the office, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. We're talking a lot about Social Security this morning, and of course, a lot of questions about Social Security. Our number is 321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. Joining us right now is Peggy. Peggy, you are on with Malia and CJ. Welcome to Money in Motion.
Hi, thanks for the call. I was hoping to find out information or the basics about disability insurance for someone who has a terminal cancer and is well under age 62.
Yeah. Great question, Peggy. So Social Security disability and traditional Social Security, they're both actually administered by the Social Security Administration. But Social Security disability specifically pertains to those people with a disability that is covered by Social Security. So first things first, to qualify for Social Security disability benefits, you first have to have worked in a job that was covered by Social Security.
Yes.
And then you have to have a medical condition that meets Social Security's definition of disability. But with a terminal illness specifically, many times Social Security will expedite that application in cases of terminal illness when you can prove that terminal illness, like with a doctor's letter or something like that.
Okay.
So the process usually gets pretty expedited to qualify for what we call SSDI, Social Security Disability, when there is a terminal illness involved. Secondarily, something else, and this is outside of the SSDI conversation, sometimes life insurance policies can offer like an advanced death benefit in the event of a terminal illness in order to help pay for medical bills. Because they know, hey, if there's a terminal illness, we're going to be paying this death benefit at some point anyway. If it would help for us to advance a portion of that money, you know, just to help with medical bills, they sometimes will do that. So that'd be another thing to look into.
Okay. And does the Social Security disability, once you pass on, does that move on to your survivor, or, you know, if it...
Good question. I know what you mean. Not the disability income, assuming the spouse is under, you know, 62. The disability income does not continue on for the spouse, but the record of that original claimant is still available for the remaining spouse when they get to Social Security age. Meaning, right, you get all of yours or half of your spouse's, whichever is greater, or you get all of yours or all of your spouse's if they have predeceased you, if theirs is greater. So you could still qualify to draw off of your spouse's record if theirs is greater than yours, but you'd have to wait till normal retirement age.
Till normal. Perfect. Yep. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Peggy.
Peggy, thank you so much for the call. If you have a question for Malia and CJ from Claus Financial, they'd love to answer it for you right now. 321-1310, toll free 877-235-1310. Don't forget, you can always call the Claus Financial offices, set up an appointment, get to know them, free kick of the tires. Their number 442-5637.
Sorry, one thing I just remembered. Mm-hmm. Peggy, I hope you're still listening. You can qualify for what are called widow's benefits. So I don't know who we're talking about here. It sounded like a spouse, which I should have said. I'm sorry if this is something she's actually dealing with. But if a spouse passes away and you are a widow, you can qualify for widow's benefits at the age of 60. Mm. So it is earlier. And I said normal, but that's not true. 60 is as early as you can qualify for widow's benefits. So Peggy, I hope you're still listening.
And great call there, too. A lot of information. I think a lot of people sometimes wonder about how does that work. Another thing I think a lot of people wonder about, and I thought I knew the answer to this, and it is, of course, you know, you start collecting and receiving Social Security. Do I have to pay taxes on those benefits? My assumption is, well, of course not. But I'm also assuming, since we're asking the question, there's a caveat, isn't there?
Yes. Well, that depends, right? just you have to pay.
Yes.
So years ago, my understanding is Social Security was not taxable. So one thing we like to point out is what we say today could change tomorrow, right? Well, it has changed, and Social Security benefits generally are taxable. And in the case when they're not taxable if your income is less than $25,000 if you're single. The way that's computed is if half of your benefits plus all of your other income is less than $25,000, you may not have to pay any taxes on that Social Security. But the next number is if your benefits plus all your other income is more than $34,000, this would be for singles, then 85% of your benefits are subject to income tax. So there's lower and upper limits. So basically, it could be anywhere from 0 to 85% of your income could be taxed. Your Social Security income could be taxable. So again, when we're trying to figure out in retirement, how much money do we need to retire? How much income? It is important to keep into consideration, am I taking money from my IRAs where I know those are pre-tax and I'm going to have to pay some taxes on that? Some of my Social Security is going to be taxable as well. Do I have a pension? Some of that's going to be taxable as well. So while we're not putting money into our retirement accounts anymore, as we retire, we do need to take into consideration the amount of taxes.
Well, and one major point of clarification that Malia was mentioning is a lot of times people will say, you mean my Social Security is taxed at 85%? And the answer is no. 85% of it is income taxable. Now, some people will also say, well, at what rate? And my comment is, I don't know, because it's based on your bracket and your total income, right? Mm-hmm. So the reality is, let's put it in another format that people can understand. At this point in the game, in 2016, 15% of your Social Security income will always be tax-free.
perfect. Okay. You mentioned at this point in the game, election in April, everything will be changed. No, we'll keep you up to date. He is CJ Kloss. She is Malia Cuevas. They come to us from Kloss Financial, and they bring you Money in Motion. If you have a question for Malia and CJ, they would love to answer it for you right now. Our number's 321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. You can find Kloss Financial online, klossfinancial.com. Telephone number for their office here in Madison, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. You're going to want to hold on to that telephone number. Coming up in the next segment, not only will we be taking your calls, we will also have your Kloss Quiz Question of the Week, your chance to win a $25 gift card for Bed, Bath, and Beyond. We'll explain how you can win that next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here, 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And our telephone number is 321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. It is Money in Motion, answers to all your retirement questions in one place, joined by CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas. If you've got any questions, you can give us a call right now. Don't forget also the telephone number for Kloss Financial, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Let's get right back to the phones. We go now to Jim. Jim, welcome to the program. You're on with Malia and CJ.
Yes, you had mentioned that 85% of your income is taxable if you earn other income as well. Is that other income have to be wage income, or does it pull out of a retirement account claimed income, or both, or?
Great question. It is both. So it's taxable income, which of course, you know, pension income would be included in that. Pre-tax retirement account distributions, so 401k, 403b, IRA would be included in that. And again, the way the calculation works, at least, and again, I would check this with your accountant, folks. But
okay.
This is
how
our,
about a Roth?
No. So it would not include a Roth because that's not taxable income. But the number is between lower than $25,000 if your individual is not taxable at all, or lower than $32,000 if you're married and filing a joint return. But again, the way that calculation is done is 50% of your Social Security is automatically included in that, right? Even though they're not saying it's necessarily taxable, they're just including that to come up with the formula. So 50% of your Social Security plus all other forms of taxable income is where they get that calculation from.
Understood.
Thanks.
Thank you much.
Thanks, Jim.
Jim, thank you so much. If you have a question for CJ and Malia from Kloss Financial, our number is 321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. And Dawn joins us. Dawn, welcome to the program. You're on with CJ and Malia from Kloss Financial.
Hi, my question is, can you collect on disability or Social Security when you're on a short-term disability or a long-term disability?
Great question. So Social Security disability, the way that they determine whether or not you're eligible is whether or not they deem your illness or disability will last more than a year. Okay, so many times it takes a while to qualify for Social Security disability, but I don't know if you heard Peggy who called in earlier. In cases of terminal illness, you can sometimes qualify faster because obviously they know you're probably going to die. But anyway, the bottom line is with Social Security disability, it has to be some sort of disability that they deem will last more than a year. So can it be collected in coordination with short-term disability? And the answer is no, because short-term disability won't last that long.
I understand that because with me, I have polyneuropathy and degenerated disc in my lower back and arthritis and bulging disc.
Yeah. So, Dawn, actually, to your point, and this is great for everybody to hear, sometimes this notion of, so what would happen is short-term disability would eventually expire. Mm-hmm. Long-term disability, if you have it, would kick in. But actually, as soon as you qualify for long-term disability, the disability insurance company immediately has attorneys that are calling the Social Security Administration. And what they're doing is they are now working on your behalf to get you qualified for Social Security disability. Because now you're on long-term disability insurance, they don't want to pay the full freight. As a matter of fact, they don't want to pay anything if they don't have to. So once you qualify for long-term disability through insurance, don't worry, you will soon thereafter qualify for Social Security disability because their attorneys will be working towards it. So it's kind of a comical thing. People don't realize this until they walk through those steps.
Dawn, great question. Thanks so much for the call. And it ties in, by the way, and Dawn's question ties in a little bit with our and some of the previous questions as well, talking a little bit about about taking Social Security early and you take it before your full retirement age, there are some restrictions you need to be aware of, aren't there?
Yes, there are. So again, it's that income limitation, $15,720 a year between 62 and your full retirement age.
Okay.
If you plan on earning more than that, then do not generally do not draw. Also, Malia is going to talk about some of the maximum benefits that people can expect.
Yeah, I think some people don't have a clue out there what the average is. Mm-hmm. We kind of bypassed that earlier. So the average monthly Social Security benefit amongst U.S. citizens right now is about $1,341. Obviously, there's maximum benefits right now. They're currently about $2,639. And for those of you who go to SSA.gov, like CJ was talking about, you'll see, you know, looking forward for another 8 years, what those maximum benefits may look like right now. Another key point to remember is, as we talked about, delayed retirement credits at 8% guaranteed. Obviously, things can change. Mm. So what's been approved today could shift in 5 years. We don't know, but it's a good delay right now, at least.
Great information, as always. Money in Motion, CJ Kloss, Malia Cuevas come to us each week, and we do this. Don't forget, by the way, we always tend to get a couple of calls right at the end of the program. You can call right away, right off the bat. As a matter of fact, before we get to anything, we can get to you. All you got to do is give us a call right away Thursday mornings at 321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. Don't forget the telephone number for Kloss Financial's office, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. You're going to want to hold on to the telephone number because it is now time for the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. In just a moment, I will ask you the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. You will then have 30 minutes from the end of today's program to call the Kloss Financial office right here in Madison at 442-5637. If you are the first caller with the correct answer, you will win a $25 gift card for Bed, Bath, and Beyond. This week's Kloss Quiz Question of the Week is this. If I retire prior to my full retirement age, how much earned income can I make per year without my Social Security benefit being reduced? The telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. That is the number for Kloss Financial's office. You can also find them online, klossfinancial.com, klossfinancial.com. CJ Malia, you guys have a great week.
Thanks.
This is Money in Motion, 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial. Securities by licensed individuals offered through Investacorp Inc., a registered broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through Kloss Financial Asset Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Kloss Financial does not offer tax or legal advice. Any opinion offered during the course of this show is the opinion of that particular investment advisor representative and not necessarily the opinion of Kloss Financial.